With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 28-year-old man is accused of killing a husband and wife as the couple's two young children watched. It happened in Devil's Den State Park in Arkansas as the family was out for a hike.
Nothing like that should ever take place.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
And for a family to have to go through and deal with that level of tragedy is something that no one should ever experience and something that we never want to take place in our state.
Audio courtesy KHABS, KHOG. The suspect, James Andrew McGann, is jailed on two counts of capital murder. The victims, Clinton David Brink and Kristen Amanda Brink, their daughters, ages 7 and 9, were not injured and are now being cared for by relatives. Kamala Harris is not going to run for California governor, fueling speculation of a possible second presidential bid in her future.
The former vice president said she spent time reflecting over the past 6 months since losing in November after she took over the Democratic ticket when former President Biden dropped out of the race. Ms. Harris was considering all of her options before making her decision official. While she has made it clear that she is not done with public service, she said on Wednesday she will get more active in helping Democrats this election cycle. Former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa and former California Attorney General Javier Becerra are running so far to replace Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, who is term limited. Bernie Bennett reporting.
There were injuries when a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam flew into severe turbulence, had to make an emergency landing at Minneapolis-St. Paul. 25 passengers taken to hospitals for evaluation and treatment. One passenger says those who were not belted in were thrown about the cabin. On Wall Street, Dow futures are 90 points higher. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission wants your help.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of more than 20 states is suing the Trump administration over efforts to cut Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. The lawsuit challenges part of President Trump's budget bill that cuts reimbursements to major providers of abortions. The states argue that the provision's language is unclear about which organization it applies to. They also say it violates free speech by targeting Planned Parenthood for its promotion of abortion. This is SRN News. A horrific attack targeting a city council member in South Central Virginia.
38-year-old Lee Vogler is an elected official in Danville, Virginia. Police say the suspect entered Vogler's office, where he works at a local magazine, confronted him, and doused him in flammable liquid. Both men then left the building, and the suspect set Vogler on fire. His condition isn't immediately known. The suspect, 29-year-old Shotzi Michael Buck Hayes of Danville, is in police custody. Vogler has served on the Danville City Council for more than 12 years and is currently serving his fourth term. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Colorado dentist who killed his wife by poisoning her smoothies over a 10-day span has been convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole. James Craig gave Angela Craig a final dose of cyanide as she was hospitalized in suburban Denver, suffering symptoms that puzzled the doctors. More details at SRNNews.com.